то, как, ну, там, что работать можно, ну, в этот момент. И потом вы привели пример с личной жизни, что вы работу оставили. И для меня вот это хотел бы спросить, как можно оставить то, что интересно, то есть получается. Как происходит процесс оставления, грубо говоря, кармической работы и после? То есть можно ли вообще прогрессировать, работая, ну, на кармической работе?
In the beginning, you talk about karma yogi, when you have to work. And then you give example of your own life where you left your job. And Prabhu is asking, can we progress in Krishna consciousness while working on some ordinary job? And how is it the process of leaving this job is done?
You have to work. Either you have to work for the, either you have to work for world or you have to work for God. You have to work. There was one poor man from a village. He came to the city for some job. And he went to one rich man. He said, I want to have some service. I don't need any salary. I'll work free. You simply maintain me, give me food and leave me place to live. But I have one condition. Anybody who is bigger than you, if comes, then I will leave you and go and serve him.
Если я увижу кого-то более великого, чем ты, то я оставлю тебя и пойду служить ему.
Oh, he said, I'm the big man in this city.
Он сказал, да, я большой человек в этом городе.
So he was serving.
Я служил этому человеку.
One day, the minister came.
А однажды в город приехал министр.
And then he stood up and he was serving the minister.
Это тогда богатый,
rich man.
Богатый человек начал служить этому министру.
And this servant said, oh, he is bigger than you.
И слуга подумал, о, он выше, чем ты.
Oh, he is minister.
Да, это министр.
I mean, he controls me.
Он контролирует.
He said, then I will leave your job.
Ну, хорошо, тогда я ухожу.
I'll go to him.
Я пойду к нему.
This is our condition. So he went to the minister. He told minister same thing. I'll serve you. No salary. But somebody bigger than you come, then I'll leave. And the president came. The minister was also serving president. Oh, he said, no, he's bigger than you. Yeah, his country is president. So he went to the president. I want to serve you. Oh, no salary. But somebody bigger than you. I am the president. Who is bigger than me? Alright, alright. One day a saintly person came there. And president was paying obeisance to saintly person. He said, he's bigger than you? No, I am president of the country. He is God's man. Okay, then I will leave you. Go to the sadhu. And he went with sadhu and sadhu took him to the temple. And sadhu was paying obeisance to the deity. Oh, they are bigger than you? This is Lord. I am his servant. He said, then please engage me in his service. So ultimately, the service to the Lord is the highest service. You have to work. Now you have two choices. Which, by the way, in Russia, people like to work for government or private?
Кстати, в России как люди любят работать на частной компании или на правительственной?
Generally.
Обычно.
Government. Yes, government is big.
Да, потому что правительство, оно большое.
Yeah, it gives big benefits. After retirement, it gives some something.
Пенсию дает какой-то
посыл. So, because we want to serve big. God is the big, Jagannath is big. If we serve Jagannath, what is the problem? The facility is not only in this world. Government give pension in this world. But Jagannath will give pension even in the Golok. So why not we work for Jagannath and get double benefit?
Почему бы нам не работать на Джаганнатху и не получить двойную?
It only, I'm say, it's easy to say, but it is only if you are already completed some level, then you can do that. Otherwise, it's not possible.
Это легко сказать, но это возможно только если вы дошли до определенного уровня, иначе это не будет.
As I told you, I left the medical profession, which was the highly respectful profession, and I just joined the devotees and become simple devotee.
Как я уже говорил, что я оставил эту очень престижную профессию медика и присоединился к преданным и стал простым преданным.
But I, for last 40 years, over 45 years, sir, I don't regret and I have no problem.
Но последние 45 лет я ни о чем не жалею, у меня нет никаких проблем.
I have family, I have children, but Krishna is somehow taking care of everything, I have no problem.
У меня есть семья, у меня есть дети, но Кришна как-то заботится обо всем, у меня нет никаких проблем.
So if you take service to Krishna, there is no loss.
Поэтому если вы займетесь служением Кришне,
He will take care of all your comforts.
Он позаботится о всех ваших нуждах, комфортах.
Not needs.
Не просто нуждах.
Your comforts.
А вашим комфортом.
Prabhupada written this in Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada написал об этом в Бхагавад Гите.
I have full faith that Krishna is really taking care of those who have dedicated their life to Krishna.
У меня есть полная вера о том, что Кришна заботится о тех, кто посвятил ему свою жизнь.
So we have to work.
Поэтому нам нужно трудиться.
Again, we have two choices: work for the world or work for Krishna.
Трудиться для мира или трудиться для Кришны.
If we decide to work for Krishna, then we are intelligent.
Если мы решим работать на Кришну, то мы являемся разумными.
If we want to work for the world and offer the result to the Krishna, then we are also intelligent.
Если мы хотим трудиться миру, но предлагать свои результаты Кришне, мы тоже разумными.
If we only work for world and enjoy, then we are not intelligent.
Если мы просто работаем, наслаждаемся, то мы не очень.
So those devotees who are working and also serving Krishna, they are also very nice and intelligent. That congregation is coming in the category of Nishkam Karam Yoga added with Bhakti. Because after all, this big temple is maintained by you devotees. Somehow, sir, you are earning somewhere and you are giving, therefore it is running. In the early 60s in Boston, the temples were maintained by the devotees where they were doing service in outside and bringing salary and maintaining temple.
В 60-е годы в Бостоне преданные работали на обычных работах и поддерживали эти
возможности. They are living in temple.
Они жили в храме.
Going in the morning to job.
Утром шли на работу.
Getting salary.
Получали зарплату.
And running temple.
И поддерживали храм.
One very simple devotee of Prabhupada, Nanda Kumar.
Один очень искренний преданный Шрила Прабхупады, Нанда Кумар.
He said, Prabhupada writes that if do Sankirtan, Krishna will provide everything.
Он сказал, что Прабхупада пишет, что если вы занимаетесь санкиртаном, то Кришна все вам даст.
So let us go and do sankirtan today.
Поэтому давайте пойдем, будем заниматься санкиртаном.
Two, three devotees went out and just started chanting Hare Krishna.
Два преданных вышли на улицу, начали повторять Hare Krishna.
And then said devotees surrounded them.
И другие преданные окружили их.
Then they have conchal, they blew the conchal.
И они подули браконами.
They were surprised, what is this sound?
И неожиданно они были удивлены, что это за звук.
Then they turned the conch shell upside down and then went in front of the devotees like this, the audience.
Затем они перевернули ораторы и показали им собравшимся.
People put $1, $2, $1, and they have got $15.
И люди начали бросать туда монеты, $0.5, и так они набрали $15.
This is $15. We get $2 per hour, and there's $15 in 1 hour we got. Wait, Prabhupada said it's right. So next day again they went for kirtan. They did the same thing. And $25. Oh, now we have full faith. Only by kirtan we can maintain our temple. No need to serve anybody. And simply, this is true. Prabhupada has proved that they, but simply by doing Sankirtan, which is two part of Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution.